With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. The proposed Black Butte copper mine located along a Smith River tributary near White Sulphur Springs is moving towards permitting. The Department of Environmental Quality released its final environmental impact statement today. The review says the Tintina, Montana company would have to mitigate potential reduced water flows caused by mining activity. The statement is not a final decision, but will help the DEQ make decisions on mining air quality and water discharge permits sought by Tintina. Conservation groups oppose the proposed copper mine, saying mining pollution would threaten the Smith River and its fishery. Montana Democratic Senator John Tester says rural America is now one step closer to better broadband coverage. The Broadband Data Act that cleared the U.S. Senate this week is on its way to President Donald Trump's desk, where it's expected to be signed into law. It directs the Federal Communications Commission to build more accurate coverage maps. That may not sound particularly dramatic, but Tester, who farms near Big Sandy, says it sets the table for important service improvements.
The maps were really bad. They were really bad. It showed where folks had access to broadband that simply did not. My house was one of them, by the way. And so it's really important that we get those fixed before you can allocate the dollars.
The bill passed without objection in both the U.S. House and Senate. House Democrats and the Trump administration disagreed this week about how and when to best move ahead with a $20 billion broadband funding program before those maps get updated. The Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls has declared a public health emergency. Base officials say the base does not have any confirmed cases of the COVID-19 illness. Denise Giacorpus is a public affairs officer at the base.
We are monitoring the situation in Montana itself, so that, along with Governor Bullock's declaration, this gives our base leaders more room and abilities to better support the mission and to make decisions that will help the safety and health of the base populace.
Giacorpus says the base's declaration allows officers to potentially close down Malmstrom facilities and restrict travel. The emergency order is in place for 30 days. Yesterday, Governor Steve Bullock signed an executive order declaring a state of emergency exists in Montana related to the novel coronavirus. While there are no confirmed cases of the illness in Montana, public health officials are preparing for its arrival. Butte canceled its iconic St. Patrick's Day parade today on advice from the Butte Silver Bow Health Department, while state high school basketball tournaments continue as scheduled this weekend despite COVID-19 concerns. Montana High School Association Director Mark Beckman says organizers consulted with the state health department before making today's decision. Beckman says because there are no confirmed coronavirus cases in Montana and all teams are based in-state, the tournaments will continue with added hygiene precautions. Glacier County will ask its residents to raise taxes this summer in order to maintain its struggling EMS program. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Glacier County says its longstanding financial issues are putting its emergency medical services program at risk of closing down. And in order to save it, county commissioners are putting two mill levies on the June 2nd ballot. One would fund ongoing EMS operations, bringing in $1 million per year. That levy would cost the owner of a $100,000 home an additional $50 annually. Commissioners are also asking voters to increase property taxes for the next 5 years so the county can pay itself back roughly $330,000 for the construction of its EMS facility. Both levies would raise mill rates by about 48. County voters shot down similar proposals in early 2019. County commissioners say they will focus more on community education ahead of the vote. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
The weekend forecast is calling for bitter cold temperatures, snow, and strong winds. A stark reminder that winter's not quite done with us yet. Missoula National Weather Service meteorologist Travis Booth says a blast of Arctic air started spilling over the Continental Divide this morning.
The coldest temperatures as far as daytime highs go will be on Saturday. We're looking at teens and 20s across western Montana, so that's anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees below normal.
Western Montana's valleys by Sunday morning could see low temperatures anywhere from a few degrees below zero to single digits. And that doesn't even take into account the expected gusty winds.
Yes, gusts anywhere 40 to 50 miles per hour. Saturday morning, we look to have wind chills anywhere from, say, 10 to 20 below in northwest Montana and right around zero here in Missoula.
Most of western Montana's valleys will pick up anywhere from a trace amount of snow to a couple of inches, but there will be exceptions.
Some of those more narrow valleys Thompson Falls, headed up to Libby, Troy, it's perhaps 4 to 6 inches of snow. And then with the passes, say 4 to 6 inches of snow for Lookout Pass, similar for Marias, you know, several inches for the other passes in the area.
This system won't just be limited to western and central Montana. Great Falls could get up to a foot of fresh snow.
If we took I-90 northward all the way to the border with North Dakota, would be eventual impacts from snowfall. The coldest temperatures, though, look to be along the divide and just east of the divide, not so much into the eastern part of the state.
Forecasters expect a gradual warm-up after this weekend, with highs climbing back into the 40s by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Jenny McConaughey, Montana Public Radio News.